in a series called Equilibrium, Finding Balance in Family. Finding balance in family and in family relationships. How can I be better? How can I be balanced? Okay? Met a lot of people over the years out of balance, out of whack, go off the deep end, go crazy, live crazy, act crazy, do crazy things. How can I just, can I be like a hello, balanced? Wouldn't that be nice? Amen? What is equilibrium? It's really the forces of things competing for balance. Amen? So there's all kinds of forces and things in our world that's competing in our life. And it's up to us and making good choices and following the Lord to be able to find that balance in our life. Okay, you all right? Sounds like a sleepy sermon. It ain't. So set up. Come on, here we go. Come on, let's go. Here we go. Very important subject today. Very important. It might not seem like it to you, but I'm going to tell you something. This thing we're going to talk about today is huge. Okay, I've experienced it. It's big. Very big. Today's title, say it with me. Sorry, balance. Amen. One more time. Sorry, balance. Now, can we say it loud like we did last week with Jubilee? Here we go. Sorry, balance. All right? And I've got Elise to thank for the title. This is her title. We sit around sometimes and we talk as a group and what have you, and they help me with ideas. And this came out, when it came out of our little powwow, when she said it, sorry balance, I went, that's it, that's it, that's it. Sorry balance. What are we talking about? Let's go with it. I want to talk today about feeling and communicating that you're sorry. Feeling and communicating that you are sorry. You might say, I don't need no help with that. Well, you just sit there. You go listen. Come on. Here we go. You might be surprised what you need help with. Let's keep looking. Here we go. I get your focus. Really important message today. For all of us. We're here and we all have relationships. Very, very, very important. Relationship in family and with friends is often out of balance because someone doesn't feel or cannot communicate that they are sorry. How many are with me so far? I have not lost you yet. Keep looking. Come on. Can you feel and can you communicate that you are sorry when you've wronged someone? Can you feel it? And can you communicate it? That you're sorry when you have wronged somebody. Sorry. What is it? It's feeling regret. It's feeling miserable. It's feeling pity. Sorry's all about what? One more time. Y'all are not loud enough for me. Here. Sorry's all about what? It's all about feeling and being able to communicate what you're feeling. Sorry's more than just a few words. It's about feeling. Sorrow. It's feeling sorry. It's feeling great unhappiness. It's feeling what? Regret. Well, what's regret? It's to feel sorry about. It's to feel and feel remorse. Remorse, then, what's that? It's to feel mental anguish from guilt. Pastor, are you trying to make me feel mental anguish? Yes. Joel Osteen ain't going to preach this message to you. Okay, and I like Joel, but this they won't do it. Because I want you to feel bad. It's part of being healthy. Okay? To feel mental anguish from guilt. Well, what is guilt? To feel responsibility for wrong actions. To feel what? Well, I went to that fellowship church and they just told me, they made me feel shame. Good. This is huge, man. Where'd I come up with such an idea? Message like this. From hurt and pain. So I know it's real. And I know it really matters. Okay? It's really important. Shame, then. What is that if I'm supposed to feel shame? A painful sense of what? Yeah. Can you feel that pain when you've hurt somebody? Is it really painful when you've hurt somebody? Can you feel it? A feeling of disgrace. Where do all these feelings come from? These aren't things of the devil, by the way. All these feelings, things that you should feel, these are good things. If they're appropriate and they're for something you've done wrong, good. They're good feelings and you should have them. Are you listening? Don't cut me off. To repent. That's to regret as wrong. Okay? So, that's what I want to talk about today. And we're not there yet. We're still setting the table. We're just getting somewhere. Can you feel and adequately communicate that you're sorry when you've wronged someone? Okay? If you think it through. And you just worry about you right now. For me to have equilibrium or balance in my relationships, I must be able to feel and I must be able to communicate that I am sorry when I've wronged someone. If I want to have equilibrium, I want to have balance. And you cannot have it, and you do not have it, if you're not able to do this. You can say what you want to, act whatever, but your equilibrium's off. Most likely, if I talk to people in your life, in your family, I'm going to find a trail of hurt that you've left and a lot of pain. This is really, really critical. There's no wiggle room here. And maybe that's some of you right now. You already got me there. Yeah, there's no playing the victim. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about what you did. You understand? Yes or no? And there's no pointing the finger. Okay, let's dig a little deeper. Here we go. Can you feel sorry? Can you communicate sorry? So we're not talking about just one thing, feeling sorry. Come on, wake up now. Somebody slap somebody. It's okay. Tell them you're sorry when you hit them upside the head. Come on. Sleep on me. Are you crazy? Come on. Can you feel sorry and can you communicate it? Now, a lot of people say, well, I feel sorry, and they can feel it. They ain't communicating. Or some people can communicate, sorry, 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 sorry. They can't feel it. Two things going on here. People who don't feel sorry or cannot communicate sorry are sorry. Who said that? I did. And I'm going to be famous one day. I'll be dead and gone. I'm going to be famous one day. Listen, people who don't feel sorry or cannot communicate sorry are sorry. And now you know what I think about you. If you can't do it. You hear me? It's going to make some people uncomfortable. Hard and cold people usually don't feel and communicate sorry too easily. Hard and cold people usually don't feel and communicate sorry too what? I'm going to say it again. Hard and cold people usually don't feel and communicate sorry too easily. Okay? Saying you're sorry is not necessarily feeling sorrow. Regret, remorse, guilt, or shame. Okay? Listen, keep going. Feeling and communicating I'm sorry isn't just for a quick fix. How often do we do that? Something got right. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, can we be better now? Well, no, you left me dead on the floor. I'm sorry, I can't get up that quick. You understand? Say, oh, quick fix, sorry. I'm sorry. Just kidding. Bless your heart. That's a southern one we use. I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Crying wolf doesn't mean a thing. Crying wolf doesn't mean a thing. You know a little crying wolf story? Woof, 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 woof. Everybody got to eat up because wolf finally did come. Nobody's listening anymore. Sorry. I don't feel nothing. I can't hear it because you've been saying it so long. It doesn't mean a thing to me. You understand? Come on. How many feel like they're in a shrink's office?
Here we go.
Feeling and communicating that I am sorry, that I've sinned, that I'm wrong, that I feel remorse, that I regret, I have guilt, I have shame. That's what we're talking about. How can I have sorrows? That's what I want. I want that in my life. I want to have it. All right? Here we go. How can I make my sorry complete? How can what feeling? How can I take that feeling and then communicate it to someone? And how can I make that sorry complete? And I can have balance in my life. Okay? Sorry, balance. Now, I really want to thank the Lord for Raji with the graphics today. There's a lot of work on these graphics you're about to see right now. It reminds me, do that again. It reminds me of that old movie, The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. Remember Don Knotts holding that thing? Do it there. Go get that black and white movie. Anyway, go ahead. Here we go. I'm sorry, I have a crazy mind. Here we go. Sorry balance. How can I have sorry balance? Well, we've got the scales. There they are. Let's work on it. It's not that hard. We're talking about feeling sorry and communicating sorry. Making that complete in relationship. Well, let's talk about it. Here we go. Sorry balance. There's wrong action on my part. Let's just keep it with Gary here. Wrong action. What does that do to the scale? Pop it back before that, Raj. There I was. I was all balanced, wasn't I? Everything was balanced, and there was a wrong action. And what happened to the scale? Pop it. Got out of balance. But wait a minute, my wrong action did something. My wrong action hurt somebody's feelings. And there was relationship breakdown. Look at it. Does that look like balance to anybody in the room? Yes or no? So see what's happened. You see what my wrong action did? My wrong action did something. It did what? Hurt feelings, and there was what? There was relationship breakdown. And that's what happens. Keep stay awake. Some of you that sleep need to sit with people. Put yourself with people. Right in the middle of them. Here we go. Bring something. Here we go. So that wrong action leads to hurt feelings and then relationship what? Breakdown, and now things are out of balance. I don't have equilibrium. And so often, that's where people live, and that's where they stay. Are y'all with me? You see, that's where you're at. That's where you're at. And you wonder what's wrong, and how can I get fixed, and why, I mean, do this, and I still show up. I didn't leave them, and I'm like, but you don't realize what you've done, I guess. And you're living life like this and wonder why. You understand or not? How can I communicate? How can I feel sorry and communicate sorry? Well, here's what happens. So that's what happens. And so what fixes this is feeling sorry for what you've done and then communicating sorry for what you've done. And look what happens to scale. When I feel sorry and then I can communicate sorry, watch what happens to the scale. There's relational buildup. And then there's restoration. And there's what? Now, is that scale back up where it ought to be again? Let's look at it when I do that. Is that thing looking like it ought to look, say? What got me there? Two things. Feeling sorry and communicating sorry. Did you hear me or not? Two things got me off the bottom and got that scale. And guess what? Nobody else could do that for me. I got to do that. Because I'm the one that did the wrong action. You understand? And you can take this as far as you want it. You can't have, when that wrong action's there, you can't have that relationship. God is broke down. You can put our little money here. You can go count how many you want to do. Excuse me. You can do whatever. You can go to church. You can work in the youth group. You can be in the nursery. Whatever. But until you feel sorry and you communicate sorry to God, that's not going to get fixed either. You understand? This is big. But especially with people, this is really important. Keep looking. So sorry balance. Now, we're not that far away from figuring this out. Here we go. So how can I have sorry balance? When that wrong action took my relationship and took it down to the tank in the cellar, and there was relational breakdown, there was two things that got me my balance. It was feeling sorry, and it was communicating sorry. So let's look at that. These are two points I want to make today. Two simple things. Number one, if I'm going to have sorry balance, I need to do what? Feel sorry. Feel sorry. If I'm going to have sorry balance, which is a good thing, then I need to feel sorry. How do I do that? It's not that complicated. I got these two points. Number one's feeling sorry. Number two's communicating sorry. Number one's going to say stop. Number two's going to say go. How hard is this? Not hard. Stop looking at the speck in somebody else's eye and start looking at the tree coming out of your own head. Did you hear me? Nothing worse than when you've hurt somebody and you have really hurt somebody and they are hurt. And they communicate to you that you've hurt them and you point out the little speck in their eye. You understand? Are y'all with me or not? Okay? I know all sin is sin. I understand like that. But you know what? You saying a cross word to somebody isn't the same as somebody taking a gun and blowing your head off. You understand? Having a little relationship, a spat or something, is not the same as you going and with the neighbor. Did you hear me? Say. One of the worst things when you're feeling sorry and communicating sorry, the worst thing you can do, man, is look at that speck in somebody else's eye. You must feel, if you're ever going to feel sorry, you can't be like that. You can't be seeing that in somebody else's eye. You got to see that honking beam that's coming out of your head. Are y'all listening? Here we go. Where you get such teaching, preacher, from Jesus? Why do you behold the mote or the speck that's in your brother's eye? And you do not perceive the beam or the tree that's in your own eye coming at your head. Either how can you say to your brother, 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 let me pull out that little speck in your eye when you don't even behold the beam or the tree that's coming out of your head. You hypocrite. First cast out the what? Tree out of your eye, and then you shall be able to see how to pick out the little what? Speck. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I do not want to go to an eye doctor who's got some big honking thing coming out of his head. If he's going to be touching my eyeball. But that's how we are, though, often. We hurt people so bad. And instead of feeling what we've done, we bring up the little thing they've done. Are y'all listening or not? I'm going to tell you something, guys. This is so hurtful. Here you already hurt, and that adds insult to injury. That makes the pain so much greater. I'd rather you just not say nothing to me. You understand? So stop looking at others and look at yourself how? If you're going to feel sorry, this is how you do it. You can never really feel sorry for what you've done if you're looking at other people. Well, I'm not that bad. Well, so-and-so did it. Well, his wife did it or his husband did it. You hear me? It's craziness. Keep looking. Come on. See your sin. See your actions. See your what? Hope you're okay. People are leaving the building. Here we go. No, I'm just kidding. 2 Corinthians 7, great passage. Read it sometime. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, Paul writing,
but that you sorrowed to what? Repentance. For you were made sorry after a what? A godly manner. Sorrow and feeling sorry can be a good thing, is a good thing, and it's a godly thing. He says you were made sorry after a godly manner, so you might receive damage by us in nothing. Keep going. For godly sorrow works repentance. Would you please say that with one of the best verses in the Bible? For godly sorrow works repentance. See, anytime you've done something wrong to hurt somebody, it's really not your job to be trying to get them to repent. When you go to Jesus and ask Him to forgive your sins, it's really not a good thing for you to go and be accusing somebody else's sin. You understand? And it's not too good in relationship down here either. Well, I'm sorry, but you. I know I did, but you. Just doesn't work, man. Godly sorrow works what? Repentance. It works for you to get right. It works for you to do the right thing. To salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow works what? Death. Okay? Does sorry don't work too good. God wants your sorry to lead to repentance, to lead to relational buildup. Amen? Keep looking. Godly sorrow. Ooh, this is important. Say it with me. Godly sorrow and godly sorrow. One more time. Godly sorrow and godly sorrow. One more time. I don't feel like you got it. Godly sorrow and godly sorrow reminds me of James. Faith without works is dead. Faith works. Sorry feels. Sorry works. Sorry feels. Sorry works. Sorry feels. Sorry communicates. See? Sorry does something about being sorry and feeling sorry. Keep looking. Feeling sorry. Feel regret. Feel miserable. Feel unhappiness. Feel young. Feel remorse. Feel mental anguish. Feel responsibility. Feel shame. If you're really going to feel sorry, you need to be feeling that. Have you ever been so beat up at a church service? Made to feel so bad? Feeling sorry starts with feeling something. Sorry. Sorry starts things before I say. And I tell you what, guys, listen, some of you think you're good at it. And I've watched you, I've talked to you, I've been around you in some of your relationships. Listen, I'm just going to talk straight up with you. So quick to point out your husband's fault, you're not seeing your own. Actually, that's pathetic. Are you listening to me this morning? Say, it's pathetic. Well, I can't figure it out. If they could just go get fixed, how about getting fixed? Say, are y'all all right? This will be good TV. They're going to love it. Englewood, his wealth is mine. Hope you're hearing me. Feeling sorry. Two things we need to do. Number one, feel sorry. Did we cover that one pretty good? That's the big one. That's the big one. That's the big one. So shy when the tree is coming out of your honking head. I say honking because you're going to remember that. Here we go. Number two is communicating sorry. Now, see, some of us think we're good at this because we know we say it. But you're not communicating it. Communication is more than saying something. You ever talk with somebody but you really didn't talk with them? Say. You have conversation but it really wasn't. Communication? Say. Communicating sorry. So the word stop, this one is what? Go. This one is what? Go. So communication has to do with go. Go what? Here it is. Go to the one you have and communicate what you... One more time. Go to the one you have and communicate what you... So you see why saying sorry so often is not enough? because you don't feel it. You don't feel sorry. You don't feel mental anguish. You don't feel regret. You don't feel remorse for what you've done. But I said it. Didn't you hear me? Did you know what? When you hurt somebody, did you know it's on you to make it right? Did you know that or not? Well, I said I was sorry. If they don't forgive me, that's their fault. The church is so much like that today. We're so spiritual at telling other people when they've been hurt how quickly they should forgive. Are y'all listening? Well, feeling sorry is more than just saying something. I mean, communicating sorry is more than just saying something. It's feeling. So how do I communicate sorry? I go to the one that hurt and I feel. About the speck in their eye? Yes or no? About the beam, the tree in my face that's coming out of my head. Look at what I've done! Look at what I did to you! Oh my gosh! You understand? Where'd I find out such a crazy idea like that? From Jesus. All this whole series on equilibrium is about Jesus. Nobody walked the planet with more balance than Jesus. And it wasn't because he was God. He was the God-man. It was because that's what he chose to do. And we're to follow in his steps. And this is what he said. He said, if you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that your brother has aught against you, then leave your gift before the altar. Go your way. Say it with me. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Okay? So he tells us that we're to go. We're to go if we've hurt somebody. You understand? We're to go to them. But here we are being real spiritual. Look at us at church bringing our offering. Look at us. Look at us. Look at us. How good we're doing. See? But there's people that's hurt out there. I tell you what. I'll just give you a Sunday off. How about that? How about if I give you a Sunday off and you just don't even come to fellowship next Sunday? I'd much rather you go and take that Sunday morning. And how about you go to that person if you really can feel the sorry? And you take that Sunday morning instead of spending it with me, why don't you go spend it with them and get something right? That's what that's teaching. Did y'all get that? Yeah, but I need this to make me feel good. How about going out there and caring about somebody else's feelings that you've left hurt so bad? You see what I'm saying? Godly sorrow does what? It feels. You can know if you're connected to God and He's touched your heart, man, about some issue in your life, if you can feel you're sorry. That's a good thing, man. Godly sorrow really feels. And I got a few glares coming at me this morning up here. Maybe I'm just feeling a little weird at your looks, but it's okay. I don't care. It's not my goal in life for you to stay hard and cold. My goal in life for you, and God's goal for your life, certainly, is for you to be tender. You listening? It's good stuff. You'll listen. Godly sorrow feels, man. It feels sorry. Godly sorrow what? It communicates sorry. It feels, and godly sorrow works. What is the work of godly sorrow? It's communicating it. How can I communicate it if I don't feel it? You can't. You must feel it to communicate it effectively. I'm done with the message, believe it or not. Hebrews 12. Follow peace with all men and holiness which no man shall see the Lord. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently. Looking diligently. This isn't necessarily easy. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of what? Bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be what? Defiled. I just want to stop right there for a second, Roger.
hang on. Let me say it right. I'm going to try anyway. I've said a lot wrong this morning, haven't I? When you can't feel you're sorry and you can't communicate you're sorry, you become a bitter person. You become a bitter person. You become a victim. You become somebody who is picked on. You become somebody who points the finger. This is huge, what I'm talking about this morning. It affects you. Affects everybody in relationship with you. This is gigantic. Y'all hearing me today? I feel sorry for people who can't say sorry and mean it. I feel so sorry for people like that. I don't want to be that way. I'd rather be barefoot and poor and have nothing, I'll be honest with you, than to be so cold that I could hurt somebody and not feel it. Me? I want to feel. I want to feel when I've hurt. I want to feel that. How can I say I love somebody and I hurt them and I can't feel it? That's terrible, ain't it? Hope you got the message today. This is worth your effort. And one way you're going to figure out if you're not too good at this, if when I've been talking, you've been thinking about somebody else who's hurt you. If you've been thinking the whole time now about somebody who's hurt you, that could be a little flag to you right there, okay? But it could be that you're really good at saying sorry and feeling sorry and communicating sorry, and you never got it back, and I can see why you're feeling the way you feel today. You hear me? I understand that, but just keep in mind, especially if any of these things we've talked about today, you know you've hurt somebody, you know your words hurt somebody, especially if you know your words have hurt somebody, your actions have hurt somebody, and yet you're thinking about what they did. That especially should be troubling to you this morning, right now in this service. That should trouble you. If you know you've hurt somebody, if you know you hurt them by what you say, if you know your demeanor towards them is hurtful, if you know your behavior towards them is hurtful, but when I'm talking up here, you're thinking about how they hurt you, then you know you've got a problem. Did that make sense with that? I will follow peace. I will look diligently. And I want you to say this with me three times. If you could say it loudly. I will feel and I will communicate that I am sorry when I have wronged someone. A little louder. I will feel and I will communicate that I am sorry when I have wronged someone. Last time, a little louder. I will feel and I will communicate that I am sorry when I have wronged someone. Sorry balance. Do you know what it is now? Amen? Praise the Lord. If you feel beat up on, that was not my intent. But if you needed it, then good. And if you're hurt because you never got the person who hurt you to feel what they did to you, I'm sorry. And you may never get it. You may never get it. Just bow before the Lord and commit to the Lord that you're not going to do that to somebody. How about that? Let's let all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Amen. Praise God! Stop! Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand on up. You did so good today. What a crazy sermon.